The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Craig. Welcome to the show, and, well, of course, by now you know, yes, we lost. We're going to talk about that and more here on show 584. Now, before I get into the show, I just have to say this because, well, it's on my heart. My poor little 10-year-old pit bull is fighting for her life. And she's at the vet, and I am crushed. Our whole family is crushed. And so that's just where my heart is doing this show because, well, life happens between podcasts, but you guys can feel my pain. For sure. All right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have a dissection of the infection that was the Cincinnati Bengals coming into Las Vegas. And we'll take us down like the clowns that we were. We'll hit on that game. We will have a very short and sweet pregame for the Cowboys and some bone line messages from those who need serious therapy because, well, it's the time of year we're having right now. It's time for therapy, folks. I hate that. So before, without any further ado, let's roll in to the Bengals. Hit it, Randy. There's got to be a song.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati. We got a team right here in town. Ain't gonna ever let us down. Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? They can pass and kick and run. Watching them is lots of fun. Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Block and tackle, watch them fall. We are here to have a ball.
In a 32-13 absolute slaughter, and I'll say the slaughter because the slaughter happened in the fourth quarter after our defense was exhausted from the offense not doing shit. Now, I would love to bore you with the statistics that are, but if you saw our young quarterback and the interview blaming the team for going out and having fun on the strip, that was a nice slice of blame for everyone.
Derek, good seeing you, man. I know that you want to do so well for the team. You guys got off to that 3-0 start this year, and I know things have really been tough, but do you feel that you guys can still kind of salvage what you have left, especially as you mentioned, the game coming up on Thanksgiving, that's a nationally televised game. I mean, how much would it help you guys to, like, get your confidence back to do well in a game like that?
It would be great. We need to win. You know, no one cares about anything else. We need to win. And, you know, what a great opportunity that you've got a short week. We don't even get time to breathe. You know, we don't even get time to decompress after that one. Like, I'll go home and I'll just start working on the Cowboys. And, you know, it's just part of the job and that's what you do. But in a way, it hopefully it'll be good for our guys, because either we go home and we go to work, or we be out on the strip, or we do those things, and we, you know, go eat to late dinners and these kind of things, or we can get back to work and try and get a win.
The team is unraveling before our very eyes. The game proved it. This next game is going to confirm it for sure. The Raiders are a rudderless ship, and this game was an obvious showing of our lack of leadership, lack of direction, lack of motivation. All three are necessary for a successful team. And, well, here's where we are. 10-3 at the half turned into 32-13. Our defense was kicking ass and taking names, but our offense was lame. It was so lame, I will tell you, Josh Jacobs does not deserve an extension or a contract. Cut him, trade him, get rid of him now while he has some value. I would keep Kenyon Drake because he's a better running back. We need a bruiser, and, well, number 28 is not that guy. As much as he shined in his first couple seasons, he hasn't done much since then. And I'll go to the offensive line next, which is the worst offensive line in the league. I don't give a rat's ass what they tell you, but it is the truth as we see it before our very eyes. They can't push a mouse off the line. They get pummeled, they get penetrated, and they get pushed around. And then here's the caveat. Here's the cherry on top. Oh, let's just throw a penalty in there because 7 penalties for 77 yards was our demise in this game. Undisciplined play means poor coaching. Not getting into the red zone and scoring is poor fucking coaching. Mark Davis, wake the fuck up and hire somebody, fire somebody, do something. Mayock should just be in charge of the draft division and lucky if he stays there. But I would not pay him a GM salary. No frickin' way. Another missing link during these losses. Let's just throw Pistachio out there. Not the Don Pistachio, just Pistachio. And let's just see what happens. Because that's who's... And then let's throw Carr out there too, because he needs some more beating. We're paying him, so let's let him take a couple hits from the press that want to just peel his skin off. Because that's what they were doing. Pistachio didn't like it. Derek Carr is finished for the season. Let me just say that. He is completely done as a quarterback for this team. I don't know if he'll ever be the same. I think this last few weeks has taken everything out of, well, everyone except the defense. Now, we can use that as an excuse, like Henry Ruggs was the key. Bullshit. That's bullshit. We don't really have good receivers to begin with. We have okay receivers, and they need a lot of work. But there are open receivers down the field, and Derek Carr's happy feet and his lack of pocket presence just continue to kill us. Another fumble by our quarterback. It's on me. Well, yeah, it is on you, Derek. That's for sure. The whole game. You had one drive that ended up in a touchdown, and that was the popcorn fart of the game. Poof. End of story. Now, I'm sure in the building, Pistachio and the rest of the nuts in there are running for the exits. They're looking for their next team because they know when the next head honcho gets here, it's pack your bags anyway, pal. I mean, I don't know if that's going to how it's going to go down, but this game, give me a break. The first drive, I knew we were finished when I looked in our quarterback's eyes and all I saw was a guy I hadn't slept in 2 days. No drive, no passion, no discussions on the sideline. Our team looked like the Walking Dead, literally, on and off the field. So here's my take on this game. And, matter of fact, let me just throw the Dallas game in there because this is going to be a short podcast because I'm really not in the mood. This team is giving up because everyone's looking for the exit, players and coaches alike. Everybody knows what happens when a new coaching staff comes in. Derek Carr's had enough coaches to fill a dance card for sure. The rest of the team, they don't know where they're going to go or what's going to happen to them. Are they going to get an extension? Now they got to dance for someone else and prove themselves elsewhere. It's just a shitty scene. And thank you, Roger Goodell, you fucking piece of shit, for starting the cavalcade. We didn't need any help. And then Ruggs was like the nail, the last nail. And that was it. Call it, folks. 2021 is over. And that's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit about all the Raider good guys. And yeah, we got to stay by our team. And I'm not jumping ship. Listen, man, I've been on this damn ship, whether it was sunk or whether it was high in the sky. But I ain't going anywhere either. But I just have to be real as real can get. Our season is over. And so now the only thing we really should be talking about is who are we going to keep and who are we going to pay out of the 2019 class and who's the next coach going to be or general manager or both? Because those are the subjects that matter now, folks. I don't give a crap about the Cowboys. Or the Chargers, or whoever else we play next, because we have cashed out. We've put our chips away. It's time to go home. The Raiders don't want to play. They don't want to roll the dice. They don't want to even put out a card. They have folded up tent. And I say that with just so much depression. I'm so sick of rebuilding this frickin' team. I can't even tell you. But that's where we are again, God damn it. And that's where we have to look at because all this other fog and mirrors, like a magic act in Las Vegas, the smoke and mirrors and the flashing lights all don't mean fucking shit when it comes down to football. Because the fact of the matter is we have no coach. We have no coaches that give a shit because they're going to have to find a new job. Players are looking for their next out. It's a madhouse of where are we going to go from here? Some players are very comfortable. Max Crosby shouldn't feel too much pressure. But some players shouldn't be very comfortable. And I hear a lot of talk about starting Marcus Mariota. Well, bullshit. He'll get hurt in three plays, and he'll be out for 2 weeks. And he's a good guy. He's a good player. He adds a real shot of excitement. But he is not the answer, folks. I understand. I'd love to see him out there, too. I don't think our coach has enough balls to do it, but it would be fun. It'd be entertainment. It'd be a little more smoke and mirror. It'll be Las Vegas, but it's not going to help. We're not going anywhere. And I would love to be more positive, but you know, you just have to look for yourself, man. It's not me. I'm not causing these problems. I'm just seeing them. And for years, trust me, it's been a long time since we have had a winning season. And I remember it. I remember a few, and they were just fantastic years. This is not going to be one of them. So, in closing, we had 7 penalties for 77 yards, of which put them right in the place of making field goals and touchdowns, kept their drives going, and stifled ours. Derek Carr, 19 for 27. Woo! But he had 215 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception, and 1 fumble. Go figure. He has got the worst pocket presence of any quarterback that's a veteran in the league. I don't care what else anybody says. Jacobs, 9 attempts, 37 yards. Drake, 5 attempts, 23 yards. Even DeSean Jackson ran for 4 yards. Peyton Barber, he ran for 3 yards. Joe Mixon ran 30 attempts for 123 frickin' yards. Now, I know we have a first-round pick on our offensive line, so I think that guy should be up for trade for a second and a third because he's worthless. He is the worst lineman that I've seen on this team. I don't even remember one. Well, there's been a couple of turkeys, But this one here, man, he could be on the table, dinner table on Thursday for sure. I'm sick of his buffoonery and his penalties. Richie Incognito ain't ever coming back, so I don't know whoever says anything about him. He's just riding the injury train, which I would too. There's no reason to come back to this team. What for? I mean, I can't even believe the offensive line. Derek Carr running for his life every single pass play. Colton Miller has become an automatic door. Come on in, folks. Nah, you know, Abrams with his inability to cover, you know, his crappy tackling. Oh, you know, I could go on. We have great pieces. We have a good foundation for our next coach. We have a good defense, way better defense. We just need an offensive line and a quarterback. Because I'm honestly saying right now, I believe we have lost Mr. Carr to his own head. And he needs to go to the Browns, which we should be on the phone right now. We should be on the phone immediately talking to the Browns ownership about taking Derek Carr. Yep, for some draft picks. And they can get rid of the idiot they have. And Derek Carr would thrive there in Ohio. He would thrive in that offense, and they would go to the Super Bowl. And that'd be good for him. And I'd rather see him do that than stay around here and continue to go through the cavalcade of nonsense that this fucking team continues to spew out every fucking season. Now, I'm a little sour because my dog is not going to make it. But I am pissed off about the effort, the money, the time and energy people put into this team, and they cannot get out of their way. Mark Davis, you are a fucking hoax, bro. You're not an owner. You're a clown in another show. Magic show in Las Vegas. Yep. Come and see us. Come and see us lose. Pay all the money. Doesn't matter. It's the Raiders. You want to come and see us? What a bunch of bullshit. There has to be change. It's got to come. It's not going to come for a few games. So we have to be tortured for the rest of the season with this buffoonery. How pathetic. My heart goes out to every Raider fan, man. Every kid that puts on the silver and black has to put up with shit at school. That'll make you tough, I know. I wear on my shit all the time. Trust me, I hear it every day. Oh, you poor thing. pity. It's the worst. Anyway, this game was just another symptom of the disease, which is our lack of management. And until that gets fixed, we're going to bobble along on the ocean like a bobber left out there at sea. And we'll never go anywhere. Have a beautiful stadium for other fans to enjoy. Good job, Mark. But this game was indicative of our entire year, and it's just one of many to come. So just buckle in, because the circus has just begun. And that is all I have to say about that.
Dallas, Dallas Cowboys, we are the Cowboys. Super coach, super team.
Okay, here's my pregame for the Cowboys. Are you ready? Here it is. Eat a lot. Drink a lot. Have great moments with family and friends. Share great stories, throw the ball around in the yard. Have a great freaking Thanksgiving, Raider Nation. You deserve it. The best food, the best drink, and the best whatever else you'd like to enjoy should be there for the taking. Just enjoy the day, eat, drink, and be merry, and do not, at any cost, let this team steal one moment of joy and happiness from your Thanksgiving day. And that is what I say about the Cowboys game. I hope they come and at least put on some type of a performance like they do in Vegas. A little better, I hope. And that is all I have to say about that. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. All right, 1-800-620-7181. 1-800-620-7181. Let's find out who needs therapy most. Because heaven knows I do. And our first caller is very appropriate. My good brother Chris from Scranton, PA, who has had enough of this buffoonery. I'm sure of it. What's up, brother?
Raider Nation. Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Chris, Scranton, PA. And I got to say, calling after a loss is getting quite old. Game's not even over, but it's over. I don't even know what to make of this anymore. I really don't. We're playing down to our opponents. Cincinnati didn't impress me. I got to say, the one thing that I've noticed in this three-game losing streak that we've been on is there's no communication between our leaders and our team. Like Derek Carr, all he does is pout on the bench. He doesn't bring the offense together and be like, guys, listen, this is what we need to do. It's not over. And it doesn't happen on the defense either. Like there's zero communication. Our coaches don't do it. Our players don't do it. I just, you know, for a team that was once in it and it's still not over, like we're still technically in it. It's over. Because we do not want this. We don't want it. Carr's throwing picks again. Our run game is God knows where. But you can't ask for much more with this defense. They're drained. They're exhausted as Cincinnati just runs another one in. Our offense is piss poor. The play calling is piss poor. Zero communication. Guess what? Thanksgiving is coming up. We're going to Dallas. It might be over by halftime. Raider Nation, I'm not like that fat girl in Dodgeball. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Love your loved ones. I'm out.
Well, thank you for the call, my good brother, and for the acute observation, of course. You know, Greg Olsen sucks balls, and he always has. I don't like him. I can't wait till he leaves. But, dude, just have a good Thanksgiving. And thank you so much. And I'm sure the Raider Nation appreciates that because that's my message. Just have a great Thanksgiving meal and do not let these clowns take one frickin' second of joy away from your day because realize who they are. Thanks for the call, bro. And our next caller, The Prez, is in the house giving us the state of the nation. President, please tell me, what's happening, bro?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is the Prez. Season is pretty much done. Carr sucks. The coach sucks. The team sucks. We don't believe. We don't have no fight in us. We're probably going to get our ass torn to pieces on Thanksgiving Day. So pretty much, I gave enough for the season. Maybe next year, bring in another overhaul again, another rebuild again, another coach again. Just, man, this is wearing you down. Carr got to go. I know it's not on him, though. He's not the future. They would be stupid to give him an extension. Just go ahead, and if you're going to do bad, just start over and bring in somebody young, fresh, that's not afraid. And just go ahead and start Mariota the rest of the year, which he probably should have done anyway. But why did we even bother to sign Jax if we're not going to use him? so many questions, so many unanswered facts, but hey, it is what it is. And I'm sorry that I bought this non-refundable trip to Oakland, for Las Vegas, for the Denver Broncos game. I wish I could take it back, but I can't. So I'm not to eat it. Have a good one. Have a free Thanksgiving. It's the prayer. Later.
Well, first of all, thank you for the call. I understand your frustrations, Laz. We all do. We know it's over. Well, I do. Some people will be telling us right now, I can hear it now, that's bullshit. We got so many games to go and we can turn it around to what? And please, man, don't insult me with that. Please. We're going to have to start over again. The new coaching staff. Again, perhaps a general manager. Again, let's just pray that we're smarter with our choices. Thanks for the call, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving. Don't trip on this team. Don't look at it. Don't put much into it. Just watch the game, and as it rolls, maybe you can turn it to a Christmas story or something. Who knows? Ah, that's funny. Maybe they'll have the Heidi on that day. Who knows? Love the call, brother. Talk to you later. Our next caller, my very good brother, from the tailgate right here in Oakland with his lovely family, my good brother, Raul Oliveros. I love this guy. What's happening, good brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, what's up? 3 weeks straight of nothing. No game planning, no preparation, no spark, no victory. They need to get their fucking head out of their culos because this team is not playing with any desire, any motivation, any preparation, any game planning, any adjustments. I guess we're starting to notice the void that John Gruden left. Yeah, we got 2 victories after he resigned, but after that, you can tell he's gone because there's nobody in charge of this team. Apparently, the leadership is not there. The leadership that we all expected, the teamwork that we all thought was going to happen, has not happened. So, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hopefully they play a game that day and show up and show out and not just go through the motions like they did today. The defense played their heart out. I give them all the respect. But when you're in the field for so long, eventually you tire out. After so many three and outs, but the defense is going to eventually break. Those are my thoughts, guys. A dejected Raider fan, still watching, still suffering like all of us, and only calling for therapy. I'm Raul Oliveros, and I am out.
Well, first of all, thank you for the call, and the take is real, and everyone knows it. And the therapy part was ultra sweet because that's what I need too. You know, that's why I do this show. Yeah, crazy. You know, like I said, I'll say it after every call. Don't freak out Thanksgiving. Just enjoy your Thanksgiving and your family and your friends and the foods that you love so much. And oh my gosh. Feast up, man, for every reason, because this team doesn't deserve anything to be taken away from your Thanksgiving Day. Love you, brother. And our next caller is Raider Andy out of Stockton, California. That's a great city, man. What do you got going on there? There's a lot of Raider fans in Stockton, bro. I know this to be true for sure. What's up?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Andy from Stockton, California. And what could I say, man? Pathetic fucking game. There's no leadership on the team. Coach Pistachio, no emotion, looks totally lost. He's in above his head. This guy is not a head coach at all. Greg fucking Olsen, motherfucker can't call no kind of plays. Third and six, and he runs up the gut. We can't even run and get first downs against the Bungles. Just fucking pathetic, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of fucking losing. I'm ashamed to have my daughters wear their Raider jerseys to school or anything, because, you know, we can't win. We haven't been winners for the past fucking 2 decades, man. It's fucking pathetic, man. We need to fucking rebuild, get rid of Abrams, get rid of Carr. Man, we just got to rebuild from the ground up, man. I just really hope we can get a good young quarterback, a young coach with some fucking good play calling. Oh, man, I'm just so fucking frustrated, dude. Defense, man, I mean, they tried their best, but the fucking penalties too, man. We're just falling apart, man. Oh, I just fucked up my whole weekend. I hope we could beat the fucking Cowboys' asses, because I really don't want to hear their fucking gay asses talking shit. But if we could beat the Cowboys, man, that'll fucking make my whole season. Other than that, we're done. We're fucking done, son. But you know what? There's always next year, man. I'm still a Raider till I die. But it just makes me so fucking – I just get so emotional, man. I'm invested to this team. I love the team. I love the culture. But, God, dude, things need to change. All right, man, Raider Nation, I'm out.
I love your call, bro. I love everything you had to say, especially about your kids wearing their stuff. I know they do anyway. I mean, you know, mine do. But, you know, the last thing I want is pity. People pity me. Oh, your poor team. I'm like, bullshit. I can't stand it. But they're buffoons, bro. And yeah, you know, we got no choice, man. We're going to have to get rid of Carr. We can't pay him $66 million a year. And Abrams, you know, he either has to change positions and take a 50% pay cut or hit the bricks. You know, we can't pay that kind of play. We can't pay a guy who cannot cover, couldn't cover my mother. He's a hard hitter. Sometimes he's in the perfect place on run plays, but his main job is not for the run. His main job is to make sure that that slot receiver doesn't go anywhere. Anyway. Yeah, you know what? We got to rebuild everything. We got to get a new coach, maybe a general manager. Here we go. And we are on what you call the Raider roller coaster. We're on the Raider coaster is where we are. Raider coaster of Las Vegas. They should build one, because that's exactly what we are. Up, 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 down. I love this call, bro. You know, it's part of what being a Raider is all about. Someday, man, someday we will hit the top of the mountain, bro. Trust me, it's coming. Don't know when, but it's coming. And our next caller is Victor from Fresno, another place packed full of the Raider Nation. What's happening, my good brother?
Hey, Greg. Hey, Randy and Raider Nation. This is Victor from Fresno. I haven't called all season, but I've been listening to you all season. After all the complaining and all the bitching, and I have to finally agree that this season has gone to shit. I'm sorry for cussing, but the team looks flat. The penalties on defense and on special teams are killing us, and I think that has something to do with not having a real head coach and a coaching staff that will call these players out on these bullshit penalties and these nonsense penalties. You can't win a game when you give the offense 2 or 3 tries after stopping them on third down because of stupid penalties. You can't win these games with these stupid penalties, and these coaches are not doing their job on making sure the guys are lined up where they have to be, managing the game correctly, and making the right play calls. This team looks like amateurs. I'm sorry. But still, Raider Nation till I die.
Well, thank you for the call, brother. Raider Nation till they all die. We're all good fans, and the Raiders have a great fan base. They have a really fantastic fan base. That's never been the problem. It's whether they deserve us, and they don't. You know, and it's kind of a crazy relationship because there is no coach, man. There's no coach. Pistachio has no power. He can't do anything to anybody on the staff. He couldn't fire the offensive coordinator. He couldn't get rid of a player. He can't make a decision because he has no power. And when you have no power, you have no juice. When you have no juice, people do whatever they want to do. They go out partying 2 days before the game. They don't care if the coach knows. What are they going to do? Is the coach going to do anything? No. The structure in the city, the structure of the team is completely fucked up. That's why the team is playing that way. And it won't be until someone else comes back in, settles this shit down, because we had this problem before, folks. And Gruden kind of settled that down. And, well, we're back to the Wild West. Hey, man, it's another year. Got to look forward to next year. A lot of changes. We can just hope for the best because that's what we got to do, man. There's no way around it. And our next caller, the Cheese Head Raider from Wisconsin.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. And just want to start this out. We have no head coach. We have no offensive coordinator. We do have a defensive coordinator. We'll leave it at that. Now, clearly the defense started out good, well. Strip sack, almost gets into the end zone. But then when our offense failed to score, I knew right there, game was over, we had lost. Wait until the fourth quarter, three plays, touchdown. I said to my oldest daughter, well, defense going to get back on the field. They're gassed. Watch, Cincinnati's going to score. And exactly that's what happened. Carr gets out there again. Cincinnati knows that we're one-dimensional. Interception, two plays later, touchdown. You know, the defense is doing everything they can do. They're playing well. But again, no imagination on the offense, not putting people in the right positions, getting those favorable matchups. And one thing that I want to say, too, this is what really irritates me, and it's irritated me for some time. We could be third and three, and they will go for the big bomb. Now, the percentage of the big bomb and a shorter path clearly is the shorter pass is a lower or a higher percentage, let me say. And so I don't know why they do that, because when you go long on a lower percentage pass on third down, clearly you got to punt and you put your defense back on the field. One of the jobs of offense is to protect the defense, stay off the field. The offense should stay on the field as long as possible, clearly, so that the defense can get their win. Got a Thursday game against the Cowgirls. You know, like I said last podcast, I hope I eat my words, but we're not going to do anything. I see we're still in the hunt, but that's only, you know, a couple weeks from now. Cowboys are going to kick our rear end. Once again, national television. I hope I'm wrong again. Being a Raider fan, I want us to win everything, but I just don't see it again this year. So hopefully the new coach comes in, keeps a defensive coordinator. We get somebody who's offensive-minded, who could really put people in the positions that they are, and look to the draft, I guess. All right, with that, this is Cheesehead Raider, and I'm out.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. That's what my show is really about, is we're the headless dragon or the rudderless ship. You name it. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, that's who we are, and that's what we are. And, yeah, we're going to have to wait for a new coach. And, yeah, enjoy your Thanksgiving, bro, and don't put much into it because they're not going to, even though they're going to be paid a lot of money to play that game in Texas. And a lot of people are going there for that game. There's a lot of Raider fans paid a lot of money to go to Dallas, Texas. But I'll say this. They are going to have a hell of a good time. The Raider Nation is going to put down a party that's going to be a major one there in Dallas, never to be forgotten. Doesn't matter what the team does because you know the Raider Nation comes to take care of business. That's for sure. We can't help our team. Thank you for the call, bro. It's a sad truth. And our next caller, Ruben from North Carolina, is on the line. Let's hear the truth, my good brother.
What's up, Raider Greg? Raider Nation, this is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. Yep, here we are. We've been down this road again, another loss. I see a lot of people are blaming the defense on this loss. But think about it. You know, it was still 13-6 coming out of the third quarter before he, you know, imploded in the fourth. There's a lot of stupid penalties by the defense early on in the game, but despite all of that, they still held that Bengals offense to 13 points to three quarters. So was it really the defense's fault for this loss? I highly doubt it. The stupid penalties towards the end of the game, the turnovers, the audibles at the, on a 3rd-and-6 with the audible call, this offense is horrible. There's no creativity. I've been saying it for years, Greg. You know this. Derek Carr and Greg Olsen, they do not do anything to make this offense, you know, to, you know, use their strengths. I know the offensive line isn't what it used to be, but you've got to find a way to open up the running game by going, taking chances downfield. For some reason or other, Derek Carr can't see his receivers downfield when they're open. I don't get it. You know, the interception, horrible. That late penalty on Josh Jacobs with a late hit on the interception was stupid. And then the fumble, you know, Derek Carr, you know, there we go again. You know, for all you stat nerds out there, I'll pull up a stat here and let's see here. He's got four games, 6 touchdowns and 7 turnovers. That's not going to give you any wins. Sorry. That's a stat. You know, a lot of you guys out there like to throw out stats about Derek Carr, but that one right there stands out the most. Those 7 turnovers, unacceptable. Horrible. So we got to do better on offense. It's just, you know, not clock management before halftime. like I said last week, Rich Versace is over his head. Good guy, nice guy. Probably a really good special teams coach. But as far as managing a team, he's not the guy. I don't see him coming back. And as for the comments made after the game by Derek Carr about players going to dinner after the game, what does it matter? You know, he's playing like crap also. So, you know, maybe he needs to take a hard look in the mirror before he's throwing stones at people. So, on that note, hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. Hopefully we come out of a win in Dallas. And stay safe, stay sober. And if you decide to drink, don't get behind that wheel. Okay, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Very good call, bro. Very good call. You know, Greg Olsen has never been, you know, the brightest or sharpest tool in the shed. Never liked him before. Was bummed when he came back, but I knew Gruden would be calling the plays. Now, this knucklehead by himself, you know, it's like having a record player with no records. There's no music. There's nothing coming out of it. It's a useless piece of equipment. You know, matters not, though. You know, our offensive line, all these coaches are going to look for a new job, like I said. That's why the team's in disarray. Derek Carr's depressed. And he called out his fellow players for the first time I have ever heard it. Ever. He is the stand-upest guy ever. I have never heard him do that before. And I think that's just the first crack in the ceiling. And so, you know, stay tuned. Stay tuned, because it's just going to get, it's going to get better in an entertaining kind of way, I think. So just hold on and don't bleed your heart out for these guys, because we have a whole new coaching staff, whole new regime to look forward to. This is the remnants of what was, bro. And our next caller is Raider Jim for the East Coast. My brother, therapy is here. What do you got for us?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Jim out here on the East Coast on what is becoming typical, a blue Monday after another embarrassing loss in our home stadium by the Bengals. It really doesn't, really don't need to say anything else. I know the Bengals have a winning record this year, but they're still the Bengals. And for the Bengals to come into our home and dominate is quite embarrassing. It's a new low for the season, as if last week wasn't low enough. Everybody saw the game. It's really not much that I could add to what happened on the field. You know, trying to look for a positive in that game, I guess I would say the first half, the defense was putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Really can't say a whole lot more. What I will say that I saw yesterday was actually after the game. I saw what appears to be, in my opinion, and I think I alluded to this last week when I called, but it seems obvious now, that Derek Carr is whipped. He is broken as far as being the quarterback of the Raiders of this team this year. He's broken, and he doesn't look like, and I'm talking about after the game in the press conference, he just looks whipped. And I just, again, I think that this season has been too much for him to overcome. Not that he could overcome all the problems on his own. Obviously, the team would have to overcome with him. They just, I guess you could say, they all look like a broken team at this point. Kind of just don't know what else to say, brother. That's where we are. We've been here before. What makes this harder is that we were expecting more. And we started off so good. Again, third year in a row where we started off strong, looking strong. And now it's going down the toilet. And this year could be worse than the last 2 years, because I'm wondering if we're going to win another game at this point. So anyway, brother, I hope everybody in Raider Nation has a happy Thanksgiving, even if the Raiders get embarrassed on the field on Thanksgiving Day by the Cowboys. That's not going to be good unless a lot of things change between now and Thursday. But I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving anyway with your family and friends. And life goes on, even if the Raiders stop playing. So God bless the Raider Nation. Thank you, Brother Greg, and we'll talk to you soon.
Raider Jim. Well said. Yeah, Derek Carr dejected. I think he's out for the season. His head is finished, and the team seems like it too. Like I said, we have a lot of changes on the way. I mean, just look and see who you'd like to keep at this time of year. And it's early, man. But the only thing I can say is I hope we win games. I hope they fight. I hope they prove themselves. But we're not going anywhere in that sense. So I'm just going to watch for the entertainment of it all. And that's all. But I'm not going to be vested like I'm thinking we're going somewhere, because we're going to a new coaching staff. That's where we're going, bro. Oh, my gosh. Great point, though. And you have a happy Thanksgiving, too, brother. And do not let this team take a second of joy away from your Thanksgiving either, my brother. And our next caller is Maddie Raider from Albany, New York. I love that New York zing. What you got for the nation, brother?
guys, it's Matty Raider, Albany, New York, calling in after the Bengals game. We are trash, bro. I mean, I thought these guys could have a little pride, but they don't. When Ruggs got arrested, I made a comment, and I instantly regretted it, but it was right on the tip of my tongue, and I felt it, that this team doesn't have the heart to recover when something happens. Now, I get it. They've been through a lot this year, but to come out this flat at home and Bengals game, I mean, the season's on the line in this game, and you come out flat like that and just, I mean, come on. When they decide to have some urgency and get that touchdown, that's the way they should be playing. Come up to the line of scrimmage, get the play going, keep the offense moving, boom, boom, let's go. Instead, they're dicking around. Olsen's lost. You know, and you notice, too, there's no coaching, though. There's no coaching anymore. Say what you want about John Gruden. When he was there, that team was getting coached. Have you seen anyone on this team getting coached lately on the sidelines? Say what you want about Carr, and I was yelling at my TV yesterday. My wife told me to shut up already. But when Carr was on fire early in the season, Gruden's in his ear with the different sets and how he can option out to something else. And you got guys streaming downfield, and he's picking apart defenses. What do we have now? The Don, please don't even call him that anymore. He looks lost, guy. He looks lost. This team is just lost, man. And we're going to watch these guys get clobbered on Thanksgiving. Clobbered. Oh, my God. My whole family's going to be over. Greg, what am I going to do? Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. As always, much love to you guys. We love you. Bye.
Well, thank you for the call, bro. We can feel it. I can feel it. Very good. Well done. Hey, man, we have not won a must-win game in 5 years. That's why I hate the word must-win. I hate that phrase because we just cannot seem to grasp the importance of a game. And this was yet another game. This is another must-win game. And in the minute I thought that way, I go, oh, no. Yeah, well, we have a long road ahead, fans, so let's just kind of buckle down and our next, you know, relax a little bit. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. Have a great Thanksgiving, bro. Don't let this team take anything away from your day. I'm sure as hell not. And your family's all there. I tell you, my suggestion to you is turn the fucking channel to something else. Have a great Thanksgiving, brother. And last but never least, the 360 Raider is in the house. What is happening, my good brother?
Raider Nation. It's been a while. It's the 360 Raider up in Bellingham. First time I've checked in and since we moved to Vegas. Wow. Did not expect to have a three-game skid like we've had. I think what the NFL needs to do is end the season in October, so it's interesting for us. So, you know, we can make the playoffs and run the table. This is definitely a team that is lost, that is confused. You could tell that this is not this team has stopped playing. They are defeated, finished. It was a nice two-game win streak after Gruden was booted, but everything after that's been a disaster. We got the Thanksgiving game against Dallas, another national TV game, which I don't know, man. They lost to the Chiefs on Sunday, but you know, the Raiders haven't been playing any inspiring football as of late. So I don't know. This could be a complete embarrassment. I remember the last time we played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. It's probably in 13 or 14. I think Carr was injured at the time, or he wasn't even there yet. I remember it was Matt McLoyne played against him, and it wasn't good. Anyhow, I don't know, man. All I know is that the end of the season cannot come soon enough. It's going to be interesting to see how this team looks come next year. In terms of coach, I have no idea. I have no idea what they're going to do. I know that this guy, Bisaccia, is not the answer. The offensive coordinator, Greg Olson, he could go take a hike too. I don't know that we promote Bradley as the head coach, or we bring somebody in. I know how you feel about retreads, Raider Greg. I don't know, man. I think Mark Davis makes the call. See if Del Rio is available. He was a pretty damn good coach for us. He had a really good offensive coordinator in Musgrave. Get him back. Get him and get Musgrave back, and then keep Bradley as a D coordinator. I think we might be on to something. I don't know. I just think that Del Rio has that swagger that we need in Las Vegas. That's just me. Anyhow, that's all I got, man. It's just been heartbreaking to watch this team. I must have gained something like 10 pounds eating, nerve eating from watching this game yesterday, man. It was ridiculous. But wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season. And God bless the Raider Nation. 360 Raider, and I am out.
First, thank you for the call, my good brother. And I know you've been getting a pile of rain up there because we're not getting any down here. Share, will you? Well, I think Del Rio sounds like a great hotel on the Strip, but I don't think he'll make a good coach for us again. Personally, I know this is diving into deep waters, but I just think we need a fresh, crisp, sharp, gutsy coach that's not afraid to take shit. Remember Gruden's personality. Someone like him. Someone like McVay. Someone that gleans respect. Someone that's fresh, new, and doesn't have a lot of baggage to drag around with him. That would be my two cents, but hell. We got a lot of games before that happens, so we're just going to have to enjoy them. Thank you for the call, brother. It's always good. Well, Raider Nation, I wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. Randy and I send our very best love and appreciation for the best fans in all sports. The Raider Nation, man. No one throws a better bash. Nobody has a better time. I'm proud of every one of you. Be good human beings. Please pray for my little dog, Bella, because she's fighting hard. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.